Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name's Steve Bose. Proposed rule changes would make millions of workers newly eligible for overtime pay. The United States' top Labor Department officials are aiming to increase the number of workers who are eligible to get paid for the extra hours they're working, even if those workers are in salaried positions. Under the Department of Labor's new proposed rule, salaried workers who make less than $55,000 a year, or about $1,059 a week, will become eligible for overtime. Currently, that threshold stands at $35,568 a year, or $684 a week, which in itself was raised from the prior level of $455 a week. The Department of Labor estimates that the new rule would make 3.6 million salaried workers newly eligible for overtime protections. The threshold will also be automatically updated every 3 years based on workers' earnings. There are currently some complex tests that employers must use to determine if an employee earning above $35,568 should be eligible for overtime, such as whether they're performing work that requires advanced knowledge or imagination. One study found that some firms even give out fake manager titles to try and avoid paying their workers overtime. So that means that the salary threshold is the clearest, easiest way for both workers and employers to determine who should be paid overtime and who should not, according to labor advocates, making it particularly significant that the Department of Labor is stepping in to attempt to raise it. In a statement, Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu said, "For over 80 years, a cornerstone of workers' rights in this country is the right to a 40-hour work week, the promise that you get to go home after 40 hours, or you get higher pay for each extra hour that you spend working. I've heard from workers again and again about how working long hours for no extra pay, all while earning low salaries that don't come anywhere close to compensating them for their sacrifices." Currently, full-time workers earn median weekly wages of $1,100, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That means a sizable chunk would be eligible for overtime pay under the new $1,059 weekly threshold. And higher thresholds might also benefit historically disadvantaged populations. Women earn a median of $993 a week, and median Black and Hispanic workers both earn below the new $1,059 proposed threshold. The Labor Department's proposal is not an established regulation as yet. A comment period will be open for 60 days, with hopes that the rule will be finalized by April of 2024, according to Labor Department officials. We will keep an eye on the progress of this newly proposed overtime pay regulation, as if it is enacted, most employers will find at least some of their employees covered under these new rules. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.